We shall begin the sugya on tzitzis, right, Yona? From the Gemara on Mem Amud Beis, where it says Va'amar Rava. So we're going to first discuss, as almost like an opening type of idea, what the nature of the beged is. Okay. Now remember, when we talk about tzitzis or talis, what are we talking about? Not talit katan, not the little thing. This dude. We're going to probably need an example today, right? So I'm going to keep this hand. Okay. The Marava. Mishmei. Kibasi, right? So, whatever. It was said in Eretz Yisrael or whatever. What was said? Stop. What does that mean? A wool garment. As an example. It doesn't have to be wool, but a wool garment, okay? And the corners are leather, okay? Now it doesn't mean that, or there's two ways you can approach it. You could say the garment was, you made the garment, well, let's make it simple. It's better to do it this way. You have the garment, you cut off the wool corners, you replace it with leather. So you have four leather corners, okay? So what does the first sheet to say? You're chayiv, right? But if the talus is what? But let's say the beged is leather. This part's leather, right? And the corners are wool. Putter. Right? Right? Okay, good. Next line. My taima. Top. Right? What's the reason why? Right. So, which, by the way, that seems to be very intuitive. All right? There's an ikar beged, meaning I'm not defining it, but the essential garment, right, whatever, is what gives it its shape. All right, so if I look at this garment, and if it's leather, it's very nice that the corners are wool. At the end of the day, what is this? It's a leather beged. Okay. And yet, Rav Achai comes along and says, not so fast. Azel basar kanaf. What does that mean? So therefore what? Not quite the opposite, but what does it mean? Okay, right. Okay, no matter what, if the corners made, if you have a leather beged, right, and the corners made out of tzemer, you're chayav in tzitzis, right? And if the corners are made out of leather, of leather, and the beged is made out of wool, you're putter from tzitzis. So that's called. You're not. Right. You're correct. Darius is correct. I apologize. You're right. The beged is not chayav in tzitzis. Correct. Okay. Okay. Now. This is always problematic in methodology. Why is this problematic in methodology? Without defining it yet, what's problematic about this? Because it sounds like what? No. What makes this weird? There's no chetz of God over here. What's difficult about this? They're the opposite of each other. This isn't like asr mutter. This is like, does it go by corner, right? Or does it go by ikker? Now, if it goes by ikker, then corner doesn't mean anything. And if it goes by corner, then ikker doesn't mean anything. But it sounds like they're saying the exact, almost opposite of each other. Our job, methodologically, is now to bring them together, right? To unite, to define each side, to explain what is each side saying. Let's start off with define. The Torah tells us, al kanfei vigdehem, right? The strings must go on what? The corners of your garment. We have a very funny idea here. That tzitzis is talit is such a unique mitzvah. Because on the one hand, we understand that the requirement comes from the fact that I'm wearing a type of clothing. I'm wearing clothing, right? And my clothing must have on it strings. Okay. And you'll argue that a certain kind of clothing requires, what kind of shirt requires strings? A four-cornered shirt, okay? On the other end, though, what's the point of attachment between the strings and the corner? The corner becomes the location of where the mitzvah takes place. It's not on the collar. It's on the corner, all right? One second. So you have an interesting tension here, because on the one hand, there's this idea, which you guys are expressing beautifully. On the one hand, you have this idea where you have a shirt, right? And the shirt, a certain type of shirt, a certain style of shirt, so to speak, requires strings. On the other hand, the Torah says, al kanfei vidyam. It doesn't say, put anywhere. Where does it have to go? There. which would seem to indicate that there's something halakhically significant or discrete about that area. Okay? You guys are all saying, you guys are all going down the road of is it, what Darius, say it again?
Is it that the tzitzis have to be on the corners and the corners are mediated by a beged, or are the tzitzis attaching to a beged and the connection point is a tongue?
Okay. So what if I said like this? In other words, good. So I, the question is, can we go a little further? Okay, because the question is, when it comes to this shirt, okay, in other words, it's quite, we look at this shirt, okay? So if the obligation is that I must attach strings to corners, right? To corners, right? If that's the obligation, so then what's the Torah telling you, so to speak? What's it telling you? Grossly, say the second side again. Conceptually, give me the svar again. The second side is that it goes by the kanaf, by the corner.
By the corner? Obviously the corner is the thing that hives the beged on. What?
Yes.
No, it goes by the muck.
Without the corners,
If you say it that way, then what you're really saying is that the chiyuv is not to attach tzitzis to a shirt. The obligation is to attach tzitzis, that tzitzis must be on this cloth. Okay? No, that's the thing. In other words, when you say, we don't have a discrete corner yet. Like, I know when you look at that garment, you think of you think of it, because it has that little white thing over there, you think of it as a discrete thing, but don't think that way. Imagine I have a shirt, right? And what would a corner be from a shirt's perspective? The corner is just simply the end, right? What? No, but you know what I mean? In other words, if you look at a shirt, you'd say, it's not that there's a corner, there's just the end. The end of the garment is the corner, right? That happens to be at the end. So if I say that tzitzis must go on the end of the garment, right? Then you're not looking at it as a beged, you're not looking at it as a shirt, you're saying that, what is it tzitzis attached to? When you look at the corner as the corner of this piece of cloth, meaning the end point of the cloth is where these strings belong.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if it's a, what do you call it, the fact that when we say... What? No.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, that's the first side, right. That's the... Right, that's the... One second, that's the first side, right. Let me put it a different way. I'll make it a little easier, okay? I don't want to make this too complicated. In other words, let me ask you a question. If you're looking at a shirt, okay? Let's say you have a shirt. Well, just listen. You have a shirt, okay? So if you say ikar beged, what you're basically saying is that I have a shirt, right? Where's the corner? And so far as a shirt's concerned, what would you say the corner is? Yeah, there's from a shirt. When you look at a shirt, what's the corner? Not if you ask a shirt. Where's the geographic area of the corner?
The end,
right? The end of the material. You'd say the end of material is the end of the shirt, right? So what you would say is that there's nothing, there's no discrete idea, so to speak, of kind of there. Ikar beged means that as there's, if I asked you, if you're wearing a shirt right now, and let's say your shirt is half, three quarters leather and half wool, and a third, three quarters leather and a quarter wool. Right, so what would you say? How would you define that garment?
What would you say? Three-quarters leather?
Yeah.
Leather.
It's a leather shirt. That's what you, in other words, as a shirt, you'd say it's a leather shirt, right? You say that's that guy's wearing a leather shirt, right? So if you say, if you look at the corners as the end of the beged, as the end of the shirts, right? That's all they are. Then of course it goes by ikar beged, right? Because what you would say is that there's no defined, what do you call it? There's no defined kanaf in that sense. Kanaf is simply the area that, what do you call it? Where do you put these strings? The end of the shirt, right? Whereas the other way to go is to say what?
You're putting it on a thing called a corner.
Right. So the corner becomes a discrete component of this cloth, meaning I have this four-cornered cloth in front of me, right? And now what I'll say is that because this is the makam of attachment, it's now in a sense elevated from the rest of the beged. It becomes a discrete thing. Right, we don't know what that geographic area is yet, but it becomes a discrete part of this overall beged. You see, if I'm a shirt doesn't have a corner, is not discrete in a shirt. If you're talking about a shirt, it's the end of the shirt. It's just like as Sean said, where the material runs out. Right, but if you look at it, if you say akan fevi dehem means,
so you can either say, oh, it's an attachment point. It's just an attachment point.
Right.
It's just how you get to attachment numbers.
Exactly.
You know, this has, like, as a mediator, it has this power.
Right. Yes, right. But that means vis-a-vis the cloth itself, it becomes discrete. We can look at it, in a fashion sense, so to speak, what's a corner? A corner is just the end. But in a halakhic sense, if you say the kanaf is the makom of attachment, then you can actually look at this garment and say, well, now there's two parts to it. There's, let's say, this area and then corner, right? And then you could say, you could start looking at the relationship of the material, the corner, to the rest of the beged. Yeah. It's Tanur Rabbanan. Okay, let's see if we figure out this case. Can I have the talus back? Shkayach, by the way, very good. That was very nice, clear. You guys actually follow. Okay, go on, Yonah. Yeah, Tanur Rabbanan, Talit Kfula. Okay, so you have this extremely large talus, okay? Now we're going to take... Yeah.
That's Rashi.
It's still Chayv and Tzitzis. But why would you think it's not Chayv and Tzitzis? What? No. Okay, yeah, I know he says it's Pater, but I'm saying, but what's the Gemara? Why is that a Chiddush? Okay, because you're going to have a problem. The problem is that...
No.
Right, the problem is going to be is like this. The problem is that when the garment's folded, where will the strings be? In what you think are the corners, right? But what would happen if you unfolded the garment? Where would those strings... Two of the sets of strings would be where? In the middle, right? So that's the struggle here. Again, what makes this case interesting is that by folding it up, right, as folded, you can argue you have four ends or corners, right? But if you unfolded that said garment, what would happen? You'd have strings in the middle. And that certainly doesn't, belong there, okay? Well, Roshim Poter, right? That even if the strings ended up in the middle, right? Okay, one second. Guys, shh. The easy way to define this, I'm not saying this is thus far, but the tempting way to say is, oh, well, when do you define the garment? Is it defined when you're wearing it, or is it, what do you call it, when you take it apart? There's at what point would you say this thing is defined as a beged of four corners? So the Gemara says, one second, if it's shoving. Chayeves. But everyone agrees. They both agree that if I take the garment, I fold it over, and then I sew, right, the area of the fold area together, meaning it won't come apart now, everyone agrees you're chayv and tzitzis, okay? That puts an interesting wrinkle into this, okay? Okay. But what was it? Okay, keep going. Oh, sorry, the question is, it's far up sheet. What do you mean? Of course, if I sew it together, it's no longer a large garment, it's this fold over garment, which means the new garment. So we evaluate the garment as is, not as it was. Obviously, right? In other words, if you say it's sewn together, everyone agrees that if you sew it together, of course it's chayv and tzitzis. So the Gemara saying, pshita, we don't need to know about that because what would your havamina there be? What would you ever assume that the folded over garment that's now sewn together in folded over position permanently would not need tzitzis? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Lo tzricha. What does that mean? If I attach it together with what? Let's say, using today's stuff. What? Safety pins. Okay, like safety pins. Meaning, you would think what? You would think that safety pins attaching together should make it into what? A new baguette? What? Kamash Malan, that no, that what? Right, that what do you call it? That Rav Shimon, that what? That Rav Shimon would say what?
If you had pins in it, then it's not a new
baguette. Say it again? No. In other words, okay. What's the Gemara's conclusion? Lo tzricha, we need it for the case of nakta besichi. Meaning, what would you think? You would think nakta besichi, if you use safety pins, that's not considered permanent. Right? Kamash Blan, it is. Yeah. It's considered permanent. Because that's why Rav Shimon will be moda, even in that case, that yes, it's chayv and tzitzis. Okay, so the only case that Rav Shimon would say you're not chayv and tzitzis, that you're not chayv and tzitzis is if you just fold it over. Okay? But it's two steps there, because if you add something, or you would think it's only where he would say if it's permanently together that it's a chayv and tzitzis. But even if I use safety pins, maybe would have said that's also pater from tzitzis. Okay, so we have to understand that. Each step here requires an explanation. Okay?
There's only three steps.
I know what you're trying to say, but I still like what he's saying more. In other words, I think the question is that what gives the beg... Again, we're going to be dealing with this issue throughout tzitzis. There's this tension between the corner idea, right, and between this thing being a beged. So here's another example of that. If you look at this thing as, if you assess the beged for what it is, right, Well, then you can never tell me that there are four corners now. You have corners here, but what's this thing over here, this fold, right? That's a fold. It's not a corner anymore. No corners to speak of in that area, right? So if you assess it based on, as you're saying, the chefs or the beged, then there's no chiyuv tzitzis, right? But if you say, what you're saying is the derech levisha is what determines the mechayev, meaning that how he chooses to wear the garment, right, can actually go as far as to define that fold now as a corner. That's what I was saying before, folds aren't necessarily discrete components, right? A fold means the end. And here you have an example of an end that's not a corner. It's not that's not a corner in the classic sense, but insofar as the derech levisha is concerned, what is it? It functions now as a kanaf, okay? Which is a crazy idea. I mean, think about what you're saying, because al kanfei v'gehem doesn't necessarily mean what you think in your head of this dimension or this thing here. This creates like a bias, right? Wherever it is, this thing doesn't mean that. It could mean this, right? It could mean this thing, right? Because it's the way you wear it defines the beged. Okay, or I should say, creates the chiyuv. So then, of course, Darius, now take it further. Then, of course, oh, 1 second, let me ask a question. But then, why would they both agree? They both agree, if you sew it together, they both agree that it's chayav and tzitzis. Why?
Well, because there's only one way to wear it.
It's not even derech levisha that's different from what it actually is. Physically, when you pick it up and put it on, it's
right. Like, so you've changed the beged. It's no longer
it's a regular
right.
Beged now.
There's derech levisha guy's not going to care because he's going to say, well, what do I care? At the end of the day, right, exactly. In other words, derech levisha guy would say, no matter what, it's still chayav. Of course, it's still chayav and tzitzis, right? But the other side's going to say, but you can actually change the beged now. You've changed the beged in its entirety, right? That's what you're going to have to say.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the pin thing teaching you then? The safety pin?
Well, it shows that if you say it's more like a temporary fix.
Right, that's the easy side, okay? I mean, you can get into different qualities of change, right? Yeah. But what's the other side going to say? That's one side. What's that going to say? I know, a little more precise.
That if there's a physical, some other object that changes the way the beged is worn, not just the derech levisha, but something physically in the garment is different.
Okay. So I'll want to push that a little further. Okay. Good. Yeah. Yes.
Can we explain it from
more? But no, put it in today's terms. Okay. Look today. In other words, let's say you go get something. You have a tear in your garment or in your shirt. Okay. Let's just set it up. Right, so when you go to the tailor, they'll put a couple safety pins to demarcate where they're going to sew. Right, so at that point in time, you could say that you'll definitely look at the quality of fixing by safety pin differently than by threads. Right, threads is like a permanent fix. Okay, but you would say the quality of the change is different between safety pins and thread. But I think to say that safety pins is also considered a change is because. You see, when is the beged defined as a new beged? It's defined as new beged when I have to do some action, right, to undo what was done. Okay? So when it's folded over, there's no action of undoing a folded over. If it's folded over, to unfold is not an action, right, insofar as altering a beged is concerned. But if I put safety pins in, or I put threads in, either way, the undoing, there's an act of undoing that must take place to bring it back to what it was. Right, so if an action of undoing is required, that's the demarcation between new beged and old beged. Okay, so in the Havamina you're saying.
I didn't explain that with mine. I'm saying the Havamina was that it's.
Havamina is going to say we look at the way a person relates to a changed garment. So what they would at the nature of that which is being used to change it. Right, so the Havamina would say that if you look at it that way, then you say okay, well, safety pins and threads are completely different, right? Because one's temporary in nature and one's permanent, right? But the Maskana is saying that when it comes to a beged kufel, right? We don't look at the quality of that which is producing the change. We say, is there an action required to undo that which changed the garment? So if I have to do an action to undo it, right? That means it's what it called a different beged. Okay. So it'd be no different if I had safety pins on or threads. Because safety pins, what do I have to do? I can't just open it up. I got to open up each safety pin and take them out, or even a paperclip. Right, but folding. That's why that side. That, to me, what this does is it makes each side much clearer. Because if you think about it, when you fold the garment over, now it makes a lot of sense to say why I haven't really done anything to the garment, right? There, you know what I mean? Because what have I done? I just folded it. That's not an action. That's not changing anything. That's not changing this object, right? But if you start fastening things together, well, fastening means I have to do something to remove said fastening. If it requires that quality, That means it's a different piece of cloth. Nimukhi offers such a brilliant other possibility. It's so tiny. Just those little words there. Dahabele kebeged she'ena roi levisha changes the entire dynamic of the machlokas. And I actually, my bias, I'll put it on the table. I happen to like his way of learning more than Rashi, because he's saying, what's the case? The case is, I'm unable to wear this garment. It's so big, it's not able to be worn. So what does folding it over do? It allows it now to be worn. Right. Oh, right. So that's a much more intuitive way to think about this, right?
If you read Rashi's way, there's an issue regardless, because if you unfold it, then you have to have the strings on the other side. Also.
Yes, yes. Whereas the Mugi Yosef would say...
raises a lot more problems.
No, he doesn't, because he would say there is such a... I agree. In other words, so what would the machlokas be? That's the first step. In other words, obviously what the Mugi Yosef is saying is that I can't wear it. It's so big, I can't wear it. So folding it over now does what?
Is Begit a function or is it Begit a thing?
Is Begit
a function, meaning just a thing that I can wear? Or is it Begit just anything and I happen not to be able to wear it?
Right, well,
Is it not a begad, or is it I can't wear this begad?
Right, so then, okay, so play on the machlokas. Rav Shimon would say you're pater.
He
says you're pater, right, you're pater. If I fold it over, I'm still pater. Why? According to Rav Shimon. If the garment's so big, right?
Oh, because this is a...
But I'm wearing it now.
Because you
have to change in order to make it to a beged, you have to change it. So that's why you got to start putting some thread in there or paper clips. You got to put something in there to show this thing is now a beged. Just wearing it doesn't work. Yeah, exactly. You have to do something to it to make it into a beged. Whereas according to the other side of learning, so say no. The very levisha itself and the fact that I am now wearing it this way shows that now I'm relating to it as a beged.
That's still an issue for